Views and opinions expressed on this podcast aren't reflections of I'm Not a Rapper, MBMMC, Dollar Tree, Black Hitler, food stamps, Tyler Perry, KFC, and the Jewish people.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
so cold.
we're coming live from Rashad's backyard. But, okay, before we start introductions, we'd like to have a milk carton moment for our dear friend. our dear friend from Shiny from 32nd Street. She has been missing for the past 5 weeks.
MIA.
MIA. Last time we seen her was with some...
When was the last time we saw her?
I don't know, like some guy named Chub-Chub.
Chub-Chub, doctored her, threw her in the back of the car.
Yeah, they was going on a trip to Vietnam. But anyway, Shani, she's supposed to come on to this podcast each and every week. Yeah, she always bullshitting us, and that's like, somehow, some way, Kevin became her love bucket or slave.
First of all, let's not use love bucket in that term, that just sounds wrong and nasty in every way. We'll say boo.
Okay. You can say boo.
I'll say that.
Yeah. No. So, Shani. She's brown skin. How does Shantae look? I'm not really looking at her butt.
Shantae's kind of small, but kind of tall.
She's yay big.
Yeah, yay big.
Medium size height.
Not to be stereotypical, but Shantae's normally had fat asses at this trip.
Yeah, No. Yeah, this is not.
No, she's not.
But her mom does.
Okay, is her mom named Shantae?
No.
What is her mom's name?
Pebbles.
Her mom's name is Pebbles.
Pebbles.
And that's...
I was thinking in my head.
Eric wishes she was a stripper, because he wants her.
I wish she was a lot of dicks. But anyway, this is not about Pebbles. This is about Chantel.
This is not about my secret love for Pebbles.
With a name like Pebbles. That's a sexy-ass nickname, especially
But, yes, we're in search for Chantel. Please, if anyone see it, right. Please email spit at...
I'm not a rapper58@gmail.com.
She's been cited on Twitter a lot. Twitter name, Shiny Fiver.
Pebbles.
No. Oh.
Shiny.
Shiny for 32nd Street.
Right. Just don't approach her.
Yeah, just don't approach her. She carries a taser. She might tase you.
She will tase you. It's been happening.
Kids might beat you up, you know.
Like, imagine if Pebbles was texting you. Yeah, who the fuck is Pebbles? Like, who do you think you are? Some thorough shit, man. I need to find me a girl named Pebbles.
And if you cite Pebbles too, tell her she's welcome on this podcast also.
Tell her to call Eric.
Tell her to call me. Alright. But now that we will post a picture of Shiny too missing.
Yeah, so
missing picture.
She's on the back of current milk cartons.
Everywhere. All over.
That's unfortunate.
I guess.
Everybody would love to be on the back of a milk carton.
Why?
I think it would be kind of cool.
It would be cool.
That's uncomfortable.
It is.
They're gonna find you.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They find you. They like, yo, I have my own milk carton.
Exactly.
Wait.
I have my own milk carton. Exactly.
You would keep your runaway as a souvenir.
I would.
I'm burning that milk.
It's like
the ugliest picture ever, though. They get out.
But imagine you run away, and then you're at the local Wawa. You're like, I'm on a milk carton? Awesome. I'm the best runaway kid ever. That's what that means.
But
it's like a trophy. It's a trophy.
Picture from when you was in kindergarten, okay?
With the laser background?
Exactly.
That's awesome. I don't give a shit.
With the heavy sweater on. That's all colors and patches.
Like, a friend of mine got locked up at school for some drunk shit. And then when he tried to leave, the jail tried to give him a mug. That said Indiana County Jail Limit. Why would I want a fucking mug?
Souvenir.
I'm saying, they really gave you that, y'all? Like, that's the most disrespectful shit in the world. Like, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed your time here.
Like, you don't want to remember them type of situations, right?
Yeah, like, I should have broke that shit in your fucking face.
Well, I would have kept it.
My milk cart.
It's a conversation
you
piece.
You have milk cart? I keep my milk cart. All right, so if you find...
Okay, I don't know why I would be missing, though, but...
We're going to report you missing at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we are. So if you see Spot Shining from 32nd Street, email Spit. Moving on.
Yeah, Uncle Luke is... Yeah, this old guy is still down.
Yeah, Uncle Luke is coming out with a movie of his life and Freaky Times. I would love to see, you know what? Fuck that. I would love to live his life as Eric Blair, not Uncle Luke. That's kind of gay. You want to live your life as another person. But, Uncle Luke is coming out with a movie about his life. And there's a trailer online on YouTube. You probably can see for yourself. It is one of the most bizarre things you can see in your fucking life. It's like...
I don't even know what I was looking at really. Like,
yeah.
It's not a trailer for a movie. It's like a music video.
It did look like a music video for Dance, Too Much Booty in the Pants, but they already got one of those, so I don't know why it would even be that.
I don't know why, like, first of all, how can you have surgery on your brain and still be awoke and alive? And
I think you're supposed to be getting shock therapy to get
and it would be like bringing back memories.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know, like, that's what, so I guess that's
like the boy said, like, he is the realest nigga out of the MI.
Yo, and that was weird. I was like,
his white doctor at the end told her that he was the illest nigga in Miami.
True.
Realer than Rick Ross.
Yeah, realer than Rick Ross.
So, Spit, what do you think about the trailer? I think you, are you going to go see it? Seems like something. Like,
would you download it?
I would not. No,
we don't download nothing things. Over here.
I don't download things.
Maybe Melissa does, but we don't.
I wouldn't pay to see it, but if somebody else had it, and I was over the house, I would watch it.
Come on, so you just completely read it on yourself. I wasn't there last night, but
I wasn't there last night, but I saw him.
Like, damn.
I didn't see who shot him, but... Like,
I saw a shot.
Right. All right.
Down, or to Luke.
The effing mics. Keep on breaking.
Yeah, Luke got a movie coming out about his...
So wait, is anybody else in this movie besides him?
Yeah, like,
anybody else knowable?
Rick
Ross coming?
Yeah, Rick Ross gonna be in this movie.
Right, it's just him and just butts.
This movie's funny as shit.
Right.
Yeah, like, he already did write a letter to Tupac Crew, so I guess he do got a letter.
Yo, this is gonna be a funny ass movie. Trina gonna be in this job. You gonna have Trick Daddy in this job.
No, the trailer looked like he spent like $5.
No, the trailer looked like
it's all cartoons.
Some kids
exactly.
Some
right,
balls.
Yeah.
What kids would draw half naked pictures of booty? Except me like when I was five.
His kids. Like his kids would.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Like
he was eating a lollipop and somebody got shot.
Right. Like, more importantly, he's playing himself as like a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah. Oh shit.
And then they just go to another scene, just painted titties.
Wait a minute, my favorite part was a cutout of women, then booties was put on the cutout.
That was the confusing part for me. I was like, wait, what?
That was the confusing part.
I was confused. It was too rampant. It was just like naked stuff everywhere.
It just looks interesting.
Yeah, so I would go see.
Oh, shit.
I would pay to
honestly,
see it.
You know what? I need to be more financially smart. 2012, I will not pay to see that.
It's like,
I would definitely.
It's like Troy said in Community. That movie's so horrible, I'm going to watch it twice.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely do watch the bad movies more. Yeah.
Why would Luke, like, put something like that out? Man, like.
Money.
Does he have that much money to say, you know what, fuck, I'm just going to get a bunch of half-naked cutouts and some booty shakers and just make a movie. Fuck it.
Probably.
He already got he already gave him the idea for Players Club. Now, I guess this is his next step.
Wait, I thought he was,
it's probably going to be like Cinemax porn.
I remember that.
But the Miami rap version.
The Miami rap version.
Oh, shit. No, I remember, was he running for mayor for Miami?
No, he wasn't.
Yo, imagine Luke as a... I would move to Miami.
If Luke just, was the man...
How dare he think
I wouldn't move
that.
Anywhere near Miami.
I would move there. You know, it would be big booty holes, parades, all every
Miami,
Sunday.
Yeah. Yo,
he definitely was running for mayor of Miami.
Man, the Terminator can be... Yeah, exactly. I sure as hell think Luke could be a mayor. Come on.
He can't even speak fucking English.
Say that we wouldn't go to Miami... Everybody here said that if Luke was mayor, we would go to Miami. Most definitely. Man, he's at a concert the other night. Yo, Luke is
still has a concert?
Oh, I would pay to go to a Luke and like $2 cruise show.
Reliving the glory days?
Huh?
You're gonna relive the glory days in the 90s?
That's all
we had. With all the old days.
That's all
we had. No, wait. It's not even the 90s. It's the 80s, actually, my bad.
No, it's like the early 90s. Yeah.
Is it early 90s?
Early 90s. Yep. 90s. I remember my dad used to listen to that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was in the 80s. I remember he was with the Miami Hurricanes and everything.
Dick booty holes. That's all I want to say about Pebbles. Minus the hoe.
From the Flintstones.
But we're about to take a break. Again, if you see Shiny, even on via Vietnam, on a fat man,
on a fat
at a barbecue, at a barbecue joint because she likes Vietnam,
right?
She likes barbecue for some reason, sexual reason. Ask her if you see her or Twitter because you will see her there the most. But somehow she's missing, but she still tweets. Like, 1,000 times a day. Email spit. But other than that, we're going to go into our first song selection. I don't know what it is. It's random. It's a lottery. So enjoy.
I fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Yes, you could be replaced. Yes, another take your place. Suck for love, nope, not face. You don't good when they good, get them going when they out of place. Do you, my I can't hate. Time, money, and I can't wait. So, one to the next. Treat it like the last. Treat it like a diamond till she act like glass. And it's just upstate, baby girl, that's a wrap. Gotta throw it in the bag, gotta treat you like trash. Get out what you put in. When you leave, let it be with what you came with. What you can't get had, what you can't get's gone. I fell in love with a woman once, and I won't fall for another one. So, on to the next. I fell in love with a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Keep your heart to yourself, baby girl. Don't wear it on your sleeve. Don't lend it to me. Love you, please don't love me. Trust you, please don't trust me. You can give, but don't expect to receive. Wear a coat if you're in love with me. Icebox, where my heart used to be. I want them, but still they fall for me. It's just abuse. I'm in love with new. Hard to hear, hard to say. Even worse today, I pray that my ways switch. But to that day, I don't love him, no. I fuck him and I leave him alone. I'm in my zone, can't call, don't write, won't text. Give me good sex and exit with the rest, yes. I fell in love with a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once, still never trusted a woman once. So heartbroken by a woman once, but never again, no. Tell her when I greet her, if you want love, broken up the wrong treating. Girlfriend told you I was a heathen, still you proceeded. Knew that I was sick, swore you was what I needed, believe it. Knock all you on my heart, not home. Falling in love, girl, I'm just not doing it. With every word that she says, I'm a fool for her touch. I want her so much. Gotta push her away. I fell in love with a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once. Fell in love with a woman once. Broke the heart of a woman once. Fell out of love with a woman once. Was heartbroken by a woman once.
And we're back.
I'm so lackluster.
No, fuck off then. Do it yourself.
All right. That was good.
Give me all shit.
Like, it was all like, yeah, and we're back. The fuck. Like grunge.
I don't do it like you. You do like a DJ, like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're trying like, to sex up some woman. Like, hey, we're back.
They need love too. So I'm shy. We have some news here. Football player trying to be Nino Brown.
Yeah, man. Sam Hurd, man. That's what happens when that new Jeezy album come out, man. Sam Hurd, he got cut from the Bears this week because the Chicago Bears. He was a wide receiver. He got cut because he got caught trying to distribute cocaine throughout the NFL. I'm pretty sure he's not the only one, but he's the only one that got caught because he tried to buy a brick from an undercover agent, and now he's up on federal drug charges. Like, there was any other outcome to that. Like, there's no other way that could have ended. There's no, I don't know how long he thought he was going to get away. Oh, well, he was actually getting away with it until somebody snitched on him. Somebody filed a complaint with the NFL.
He's probably doing it during the lockout. He's like, I got no job. So. Let me start dealing.
Crazy. I mean, like what kind of... I just don't understand. Like, I don't know if the NFL pays that well. It probably doesn't, but...
It pays better than
anything Walmart? Else.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sure he's making hundreds of thousands.
Like, we need to sell bricks, though. Like, your life like, is not that NFL, bad. Like,
and you're not that bad of a player. Like, he might not start, but...
He probably has an apartment that's $1,200 a month, okay?
Probably more than that.
If so, then you need to go sell cocaine. Motherfucker, you need to cut back on living, okay? You live beyond your means.
Yeah, just because you're in the NFL don't mean that you got to look like Deion Sanders. Or you got to go out there like Jerry Rice with the big-ass earrings. Why did Jerry Rice used to wear them earrings, yo? Like,
look, because he can. Jerry Rice. Plus, he's in the dark skin club.
And we already let Mr. T slide, man. Like, no, we're pushing it, man. Mr. T be pushing it sometimes. How's Mr. T?
But, yeah, man, that's not a good look. We'll make him. Like, yo, I want to ask him, like, what the fuck were you thinking, dickhead?
But wait, no, he's not the only one, though.
Taking money.
I don't know if y'all remember. I wouldn't say his real name because y'all probably not going to know who I'm talking about. But he was Sam's in Lean On Me. Joe Clark told him that if he was going to smoke crack, then he should jump off the roof. That's probably what y'all remember him from. Or y'all might remember him from Juice. He was
Stills. He was in Juice. Yeah.
He was Stills and Juice. Najee was
and you were Bishop and that. Juice? that Bishop-ass hoodie?
he got locked up this week for selling 200... Well, trying to buy 200 pounds of weed. Because... what'd you say that was, Najee?
That was a fat nigga hustler.
Yo, he looked like he started smoking crack right after that movie.
Like, no, because it's like, but not the whole, the stand up for the two black people right here. If you, every time you ask any random, like, black person from an urban area, what would they do with $1 million, all of them will say they're going to take a portion of it and sell drugs. I mean, even guilty of saying that. So, for them to do it, okay, they just 200 pounds of weed, you're investing way too much money in that. Maybe like 2 pounds to get like a little nice little cup. Like, why are you trying to buy a record label?
Like, off barrel. 200 pounds a week come in a barrel.
At once?
How the fuck are you going to move that? Like, you have henchmen?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's a fat nigga hustle. I'm just going to buy all at once, man. Go got them in a barrel. I ain't going back and forth all
at once. Eat it all at once. Eat food all at once.
You gonna smoke it all?
Oh, right, brought it up. I had a fake mustache on and everything. He probably still paid.
Nigga, they both, yo, like he served the undercover, and then the other boy tried to buy from an undercover. Like, yo, what is it?
It was the same undercover.
Same undercover.
Same, the same mustache.
The same. They're all at the same table.
Ever since you met boy in the coffee shop, that fake mustache. You talked to him on the phone. He always
on a trench coat.
He always tell people to be quiet in the background. Hold on, just him. Hello. He just never paid attention.
Hold on.
Then when he finally went to the mustache,
said,
oh shit, he was a cop. Man, you fucking idiot. He was a cop the whole time. Nobody want to buy that much drugs off of you at once, you dumbass. He deserved to go to jail. They hope they burn their head on it.
Because you niggas is too free. See,
yeah.
He brought it back
again.
He brought it back again. Because,
like,
you're
just stupid.
No, no,
ignorant.
Niggas
cool.
You give niggas all that money.
Yep.
All that money.
All that
NFL money.
And you go buy drugs. Not a Chinese store. Not a little corner store market. Not a poppy store. Weed. Like, really? Really, though?
Let it be something of weight. Like, something that...
Chinese store. I'm buying a Chinese store. You give me $1 million? I don't want to buy a Chinese store. Chicken wings. Bow. Okay? Yeah. I'm hiking prices. By a quarter. Chicken wings being $2, $2.25.
That makes
that
sense.
Quarter, yo, that quarter will add up.
You are worse than the Pacific Islanders. Like, yo,
you sound like one.
You're like, I'm getting
these things. You're getting money in your knees.
Ooh, I can't wait till I get these
things. Wait, but it's no better than selling weed in the community. Oh, yeah, I'm selling the food.
That's the best idea in the world.
You're like, I'm just making them fat.
Exactly.
I said I wanted to open up a Chinese store. It's going to be called a Black Man's Chinese Store. And how do we get people to come and have dollar Dutches? People will hop on 76 to save that quarter. They can get some Joe Toast in the process. They were like, I'm fucking with boy, man. He got dollar Dutches and he look out.
Yo, people really do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll go, like, if you're going that direction anyway, you'll drive all the way to like 56 in Chestnut because we got
Pacific
from where we are now. Because that sounds like some shit I would do. I'm like, yo, they a dollar. I can get like $5 instead of breaking that deduction dollar for the six. Like, you're just thinking logically. I'm ranting again.
Nobody. Yeah, I'm waiting for the pause.
Let
the pause come. I don't want to just interrupt my head. Fuck these Dutchies. No.
So, Eric, you have my permission. Sometimes you just gotta say,
no, but
that
shit's funny, too.
African American Airlines or Tyler Perry Presents? That's what it should be called.
Tyler Perry Presents African American Airlines. Yeah, it's gonna show all his movies. All the movies that played.
Now they're gonna be performing plays on the plane. Are they gonna take collection on the plane?
Imagine they doing Tyler Perry plays on the plane. And you're involved. You know how many people will pay for that shit?
I'm not trying to watch a whole bunch of Tyler Perry movies though, yo. Back to back.
That's all you can watch.
That's all you can watch on this point.
I can stomach one when I'm with family because that's what I'm forced to watch. Like, ah, that's funny. But I really don't want to watch
it. Ah, that's funny.
It's funny, yeah, family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody wants to watch Friday.
With his movies, I get a sudden urge to get angry at my dude. My favorite one is the one with Kimberly Elise, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. It's like, niggas ain't shit. What the fuck are you calling me for?
Wait, I can see you just sitting next to him just going, yes. That's you.
Yeah, like, I hide all the time.
And then just stab him.
When I go on the beach, girl, she's like, yeah, let's watch a movie. Oh, really? And it's in some movie places, they have Tyler Perry suction. I'm dead serious. Just a suction with his face on it. Tyler Perry, he's running the world. So I try to guide her to sections like Die Hard.
Die Hard section.
Yeah, like, let's go. Look at action movies. Let's look at anything fucking else other than Tyler Perry. Because you're not going to be beating me the fuck up in my sleep, okay? I'm not going to be chained to my bed fucking crying.
I didn't even do
it. See, there's certain things I compromise with relationships.
That's much misery.
One of those things, like, I am not watching a Tyler Perry movie.
Fuck that.
Sit me through a movie. I'm not paying to sit down and watch this motherfucking bash black men for two hours.
Through Cowboys and Aliens, but I'm not sitting through no Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I refuse to.
You're not gonna look at me because I'm dark skinned and like, I know I should got a light skinned man.
There's always the light skinned boy.
Yeah, you can tell Tyler Perry a faggot. That's what he's like. Light skinned dudes with braids.
What? Greased up in oil in the middle of the winter. You like, wait a minute, why is where's your shirt? It's cold out here.
He getting Boris Kojo a fake fro, that freaky faggot. Ew. What's wrong with him? So Perry is gay as shit.
So just imagine
he dresses like a bitch year round and just getting light skinned boys to put on wigs. And one of them was a braided wig. Like, how braided?
I love you. I just met you on the bus, but you're the one for me.
And that's what's gonna happen on trains.
In the trains.
Nobody says he was molested as a child by a woman. And didn't he say that when Oprah had all the dudes coming out that was all saying Dusky?
Yeah. All saying Dusky.
So it was an audience full of dudes. My fault, Brandon.
No. I was about to bring this back, but damn. But anyway, about his plane. So, how do you feel about Spit? Would you fly?
Choose that plane over all other planes?
Like, now, would you have two ways? Would you choose it because it's Tyler Perry, or would you choose it because it's an African American plane? Because you like super soulful black.
Yeah, me so pro black. Go ahead.
They don't have coupons.
You might meet Tyler.
Oh, shit!
You know Tyler Perry had like, buy one, fly two, come out three, and so like everybody come to Japan buy this shit. That's how you gonna get it popping. You gonna have coupons and have dollar Dutches.
And fry catfish.
You dreaming on that dollar Dutch.
Yeah. You gonna have grandmoms cooking that plain food. Oh my god, that food gonna be crazy. I'm
yo. Like, you ain't gonna drag grandmoms from churches all across
the country. Yeah, that food like, gonna be fucking crazy. I'm going on top. Shout out to African American Airlines. I cannot wait. I am flying.
So what is the date? When are they changing? What is the date?
Yeah. I got an iPad. I don't got to watch them movies.
No. They don't have a date. They don't have a date. When it's changing. They said this was from December 12th, and they said it just happened that day. So I don't know when. Dallas, Texas. You know that he got it for the low because...
Uh-oh. It's in bankruptcy.
Yeah, they filed Chapter 11, so, you know.
So you heard it first out there, people. You know, all those people out there that loves Tyler Perry will do anything he does. Yeah, you can fly.
Somebody need to do some soul plane shit, some more shit like this, yeah.
Like, some more soul.
Hold me to buy airline.
Shit, I can't do it. No, we're not going to have celebrity airplanes.
Are we going to change the name of the Nets to the...
Wait, you still didn't answer us.
They're going to be the Brooklyn Rockefellers.
Would you pay? Would you want to fly that? Coupon to doll. Catfish, Dollar Dutchess. Why My Man Ain't Black movies.
I don't think I could. I don't think, like, why not? Although I would enjoy all of the material that I would gather from just that one, from Just a one-way flight. But
Tyler Perry get a plays. Thanksgiving meal every flight.
Exactly.
Breakfast is going to have a corned beef hash.
With a play, and you're involved.
They're going to have pancakes like and waffles. No, oh, my God.
I want to be in Tyler Perry.
I'm going to play in Tyler Perry.
Chicken.
You're not going to ever get off.
Fuck no. I just want to chill on the plane.
Wait a minute. And you get to end and you have a smoking only section. And you know what they smoking.
Before. I just don't want.
How you know?
How do you know you had a black violin?
Yeah, yeah. Like, go up there.
Did he call me to introduce you?
Because he hopped on the drone like, yo, what's up with
you? Y'all ready? No. He went up and checked. He's like, yes, you guys
want to fly the plane at the same time?
That's what they do on African American.
Oh, yeah, African American. Soul. I mean, he might as well just call the soul plane. Like
why? You had Madea voiceovers and shit.
Put your motherfucking seatbelt on.
So, everybody, look out for that. That's going to be fun.
That food is
that food's going to be great.
Oh, can you check on the mac and cheese?
So,
you think it's done?
So, I guess we might as well throw that in there, too. Melissa's cooking today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I told you she doesn't before. Remember we're doing a podcast.
Melissa cooks every Sunday, so if y'all want to come over, get a
wait
meal.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she does. It's a new thing.
Plan starting at $8.
I like his mindset. Yeah,
$8. Plan starting at $8 with dessert $12.
It's all about the food.
It's all about the brownies.
And we got them brownies, B. On deck.
So
when black people are serious, they talk to every syllable and clap.
That's what the pilot gonna be doing on African American Airlines. Yeah. We have turbulence, son.
Shit is real.
Buckle the fuck up. Did you say fuck? What the fuck?
Like, yeah, I said fuck. Put your fucking seatbelt on.
He gonna be like, this is the recording. I jumped already.
Take another break. So
no, wait.
What?
Wait. Before we go to break,
gotta do
Melissa.
Oh yeah,
gotta do grind my gears.
She said was bothering her. And I just wanted to see, you know.
Well, actually, it's not. It's there's no big problem, but I'm just paranoid.
Every problem is a big problem.
Well, okay. I'm very paranoid. Only because I thought it would be a good idea to end the war over in Iraq, but I say about it was like 2 months ago. We had another threat or whatever. So is it okay to end something or should we still have like control of some sort over there? I'm paranoid. Like,
so you're a victim.
So
of fear,
Republican?
Yes, I'm victim of fear right now. I just came from Turkey. We're not widely respected everywhere. Turkey is not, like outside of Iraq in those borders and such. But even over there, there's like a distaste. So.
But that's the point, though. I remember earlier when we were talking about, you know, I don't know if this was like recorded or not, but when we were talking about kids and beating the kids so they fear you, that's what they're doing to these other countries. They like beating the kids so they can fear them. But instead of like, so they can respect them. But instead of respect, it's turned into fear. And fear, and you don't like to fear something. So then they have resentment towards the U.S. And that's why they treat us like that, because they treat them like that.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Killing innocent people. They have this. The U.S. Army has like this thing where it's more so that they treat the people in these other countries as like target practice, or like they're not human just because they're not from America. And they go over there, shooting random people and doing all type of stuff over there that they wouldn't do to Americans. Because they don't look at them as like people.
Right, and that's all well and good. I understand what they're doing. It's just, you know, I don't know if it's time yet to end it for some reason. I feel like there has to be a smoother way to just back out. It's like, oh, okay, we had fun here, deuces, and going back home. Like, I still think we need some type of monitoring system over there.
Wait, but the more we monitor, that's damaging us. Like, we already ended that. Like,
no, we don't have no money.
Yeah.
We never did have money.
Are you worried about terrorism or Iraq?
Huh?
You worried about terrorism or Iraq?
I'm worried about terrorism on us. Like,
because then being in Iraq doesn't really... Help the terrorists.
You know, they have
like just having our own. Right, just having our own.
Thank you. Okay. He's going
to start eating it.
Oh, you know they have like bases in Iraq. So, even though they're leaving Iraq, they're still not, you know, completely leaving Iraq.
Okay, so they're still going to be monitoring. Because I still don't think that stuff can pop off.
But that's the point.
I'm scared.
We still got the CIA.
The point was never to go and never leave. Mm-hmm. But the point was to go and make it so you can set up a base and draw money from that
country. Big brother. Big brother's always watching.
They got to keep surveillance.
Okay. And the second thing and last thing. Why the hell am I reading a piece of paper of welfare names and somebody has named their child Adidas?
Yeah, man, why they gotta be welfare?
Adidas. Well, Kevin, the white kid is the
no, no, no.
Oh.
Technical difficulty.
All right. This is my bad.
What's the second thing that's bothering you?
Random
list of names from nowhere in particular.
There's somebody on here named Blondzella. It's like if you really don't care about your child, put him up for adoption. Let somebody else name him. Like this is disrespectful.
So someone on there named Lana Duffy.
No, somebody on here named Shithead.
No, it's not,
dude.
Shithead.
All right.
Shithead Jenkins.
Just give the kid away. If you don't want him, just give him away. Don't name him.
There's Slappy.
I like that one. He's asking for it. There's a lot of them there.
We're reading names.
Don't worry. The problem is you have to figure out how to like pronounce
it.
It's the pronouncing part. That's the dead air.
I'm still looking at this.
What was the one you showed me?
La Wenene.
What do you mean? The one I named?
La Wenene. La Wenene.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Can you pronounce this one for... Where is it? There's a lot here. This one, because it looks like it should say portfolio.
Porfirio.
Porfirio.
Like that's not like a Spanish name.
I thought I meant like
Olympiana. Really?
Oh,
wow, that's epic.
More importantly, that's the most sane one.
You can't say it, is it? Oh, that's mean.
Imagine saying.
Oh, that's
mean.
Yeah. Who's mean?
It says Clornilda.
Alright, bottom line of this is, please people, stop naming your fucking kid these makeup names, okay?
Yeah, if you
stop
gotta think about it
all
like that.
Syllables into a word or no syllables. Okay?
If you can't spell it, you can't name it.
If you can't say it, then do not write it down.
Task for Ray. Like, what type of... Oh, that sounds like something that you put on chicken. Like a seasoning. Like,
best of Task for Ray.
Wait, what was one? It was like...
You know what I'm saying? It was like
bones backwards or...
Let's pass the kid around.
Flewellen?
Flewellen.
That sounds like a rat name.
That sounds like a disease of some kind. So, please, people, please, help us.
We got
to do better.
We're helping you to help your kids. Do not name these kids these ghetto-ass names anymore, please.
Yeah, so that's all I ask. Those are my only two grinds for right now. Paranoia and just, names. We got to do better.
So, yes, so terrorists, don't attack us.
Wait,
talk about the names.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody named their kid Euripides. Like, yo, where? This is not Rome. Yeah, they gave him an ancient.
Now that's up.
They gave him an ancient Roman name. Yo, Euripides.
I can't tell. Like,
can you tell?
It's like it needs to be like a little Cajun. That's why I got like that brown crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it got the crunchy yet.
Oh yeah, so
that's my
break at this point.
Right.
We talk about her dollar, not dollar. I mean her $8 meals.
Mm-hmm.
So come through if you want one.
Friday. All right,
we're going on break.
Think our whole approach is wrong. Yeah, I think that we're not thinking right. Vodka and Sprite, tell me what you like. What like good people with bad timing? It's like I comments, vodka tonics and awkward silence. But I don't know, while I'm here, I just feel alive. I just feel alive, yeah. I live like I could die any minute, but I feel like I could fly, yeah. I could fly, it's 60 degrees in downtown New York. I love the way your autumn hair is falling off your shoulders. I'm slowly driving you around in a two-door top down. at least until it gets colder. All you smoke, I got it. I got some tropics. I didn't do well in school, but weed's my favorite topic. Now this whole infatuation, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. Yeah, I need to stop it. Short fuses, but tall orders. Don't let the wine spill in your high heels. Let's watch the time pass with your fine ass. Yeah, red lipstick on that wine glass. She's fucked up, giving lap dances. That's a bar, tequila and lorazepam. And since growing up, I always knew I had a plan. Yeah, I didn't think that they would understand. So we go red and cola on the rocks. She did a few lines before she got over to my crib. Over to my crib, and I told her like, listen, yo, I love you like New York. I love you like weed on a Sunday morning, waking up to you the moaning and yawning. I love you like the color blue, that's my favorite color, you. Don't know what you do to me, I'm trying to do this thing with you. When I'm with these other hoes, all I do is think of you. I don't wanna settle down, it seems like that's what people do. This is new, but maybe it's the fact that I'm in love with you. Then I'm in love with you. You like Skrillex? Well, I just caught the dubstep. And we can get high and gaze into the sunset. And enjoy the present and disregard what's next. What's next? What's next? I said, Verona, will you finish that Corona? Everything that you do extra, just because you so special. And I'm just loving your fragrance. We just bumping the latest. We probably drank a bit too much, cause now I'm feeling faded. And I always open doors. I always have the answers to the questions you're unsure of. Never felt this shit, but I do anything for love. Said, never had it, I do anything for love. And we can do all of these kisses and hugs. Or we can do it even looser and disregard with a shrug. If you doing something that I really don't approve of, I be getting kinda jealous and I know you've heard enough. Heaven's gonna be better than this life I'm living. Smoking, watching The Simpsons, making big decisions. They say just wait and hold, see what the future holds. Well, the present is now and baby you're beautiful. Baby you're beautiful.
And we're back. All right, next topic we're going to go into is this book I've been reading by Ike Turner. Or, it's not really by Ike Turner, but it's about, it's an autobiography right. About Ike Turner. The Man, the Hand, and the Band.
The greatest title ever for
yeah.
A book.
Yeah, that's ballsy there, too.
What was the name?
The Man, the Hand, and the Band.
Oh my God, it's Smack a Bitch Records.
That's hot. So I posted, you know, the book review on the site. You know, I took an insert out of the book. Let me see. I'm gonna read you one line. I'm trying to find a line that cracks me up about Ike. All right. Here we go.
You're saying like it's his homie.
No, me and Ike.
Like this.
He threatened you to say that.
Yeah, he did. He did from the grave. But he said
22 to your neck.
He said, hey, this book here. He said, hey, they're making millions and billions these days. And in those days, man, in the 50s, black people in the South, we didn't recognize contracts that much, and we didn't recognize marriages that much either. Ha. Besides contracts and millions, I was cheated out of. I believe I'm ahead of my time. Quote, Ike Turner.
He's the man.
Exactly.
We forgive Chris Brown, we can forgive him.
Yo, I forgave Ike Turner.
You're like, I understand Ike Turner.
Yes, I understood his vision much.
Tina obviously had a listening problem.
Wait, what? Look, we gotta add a minute to all this.
A minute or two.
It's not a listening problem.
As soon as they betrayed that movie in the manner that shows that it's never a time when you should hit a woman. That is not true.
Wait, there is never a time you should hit a woman. Look,
I read this one part from a book. I said, look, he didn't hit Tina per se. He just wanted her to sing the songs right. And she didn't sing those songs right.
She would have got crazy. That's what Joe Jackson did to this kid.
Exactly. And look how he came out. In the 50s. Michael brought us Thriller. The man that brought us fucking Thriller.
Tina Turner brought us What Love Got to Do With.
I'm gonna silence all of you. Not unless this doesn't work for some people who don't have a relationship. What if that was your mother?
My mom be a fool for still being with him.
My mom's Tina Turner?
Exactly. I'm like, damn. I should be here right now. I should be here.
Mine is Kevin, the white guy. No.
So my mom can't be Tina Turner, is what you're talking about?
They made Tina Turner look innocent.
What I'm saying is...
The story is a little different. She was inciting him.
Say no, I'm not at all supporting. Let me clear this. This is not
I know.
I'm not supporting domestic violence. I don't believe in hitting women. If a woman pisses you off, you either shake them or punch them in the thighs.
Wait. I thought we were getting somewhere, but apparently we are.
But that's only if she hits you first.
Only if she hits you first.
All right, I'm going to read that. I'm going to read the from Ike Turner. All right, he says,
I don't like this topic.
He says, this is what he says in his book. You know, they're probably starting working on my movie sometime. They're doing a complete movie of my life. It will not be based on any negativity. It will be more about my life from a kid, how I came up, and why I came through. A lot of people believe that movie, What's Love Got to Do With It, is a true story. That Tina did. I don't want to debate on Ike and Tina, but I have one thing to say. That movie was the biggest lie, and even Tina said that's a lie, and she don't like the movie, but she started to put gas on the fire by supporting it. I'm not. I'm not going to try and defend or undone what's been done. All I can say about whatever's been done, it's been done. It's water under the bridge. I have no regrets in my life. Even people accept me for what I am or don't. So, in other words, man, if people don't like me...
I lost you. Oh, my God.
Yo, this nigga said, I ain't trying to undone what's been done.
I turned. Those his words.
That's why he the fucking man.
I ain't trying to undone what's been done. Hear that, Jesse Jackson.
Yo, you remember Dorsey did a report on her for Black History Month?
Yeah. Just confuse him.
Yeah, he totally confused the shit out of me. I'm like,
Miss Mero is an idiot. You fucking idiot. I hope you hear this now. You short, fat idiot. She is so dumb. No, because we was... somebody went to high school with the Black History Month report. Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the greatest fucking report ever.
His report was probably 2 paragraphs long, and he got a B+ on it. And he just stood up and read it. And said that.
Oh! The reason... That's one of the reasons why I hit that bitch. That's like. But no, we don't support people being on women. But yeah, I do support Ike Turner's book because he has his own side to it. You know, he talks a little more about being on Tina. He talks about music. He talks about.
Okay. And then honestly, the Ike Turner being is the only one that's really funny.
No,
every time I say Ike Turner, they live.
Exactly.
I'm taking it too personal.
Hey, Adolf Hitler killed 100 million Jewish people. You don't hear. I don't see you get upset about that. I don't see you cry.
Say Jews.
Only you do. Yeah. Only you do.
I say Jews.
But yes, I don't see you crying at each night in the shower.
I do.
Okay, Ike.
Actually, I do.
So, all right. Next topic is, I guess, the most memorable moments of 2011. So we're gonna go around the tables, starting with Spit.
Shit, we're going around the table.
Does it have to? Can it? I don't want it to be personal. Because if it's personal, then you guys are going to be like,
"That's not
going to
be personal."
No, wait. What's what about being personal for you? We're going to make fun of you.
You don't want to talk about your personal moments.
You don't care what I think. No. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, that joke turned real sexist. Real quick. And somebody knows I ain't nothing to do with it.
Yo,
I'm not the driving force in the sexism or the racism, but I'm the Black Hitler. Anywho, one of my most memorable moments of 2011 is the rise of Herman Cain. I don't think I'm ever going to forget that.
Like, where did it come from?
It's the most ridiculous. Like, yo, listen, and I mentioned this before, but like Godfather Pizza is really like Renee on How to Make It America owning Rasta Monster. Like, it's just like, how do you own Godfather Pizza? Like, it's just crazy. I respect this hustle, though. I most definitely respect Herman Cain's hustle.
He almost
won the Republican nomination, and he actually might win it still.
You know what?
Bruce dropped out.
Dropped out.
He dropped out.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that
he might still win.
Oh, no. He had potential, but yeah, it's so bad.
He had potential.
He's doing so bad that he actually still might win. He's like, no. Oh, you come back, please.
Let's just say he went out over some pussy, though.
Yeah.
Like, you a whole politician. You get a prostitute or something. You know, the Secret Service got shit set up for you like that. Just don't kill her.
Don't kill her.
That'd be the issue. They be killing her, going too hard, like trying to do that freak Asian porn stuff with her, and just do, like, end up hurting somebody. Now you got a dead single mother in the bushes.
Exactly.
Fuck him. That's what he get.
Or you got a stain on the dress.
Or yeah, just try to fucking intern without you watching. You just swing.
Yeah, use government sanctioned chicks. You can't go outside the. Yeah. They provide.
But yeah, Herman Cain,
he was a Republican. I mean, like. And how I look at it is that the Republicans were so desperate
to combat Obama,
that they picked the first Black man that they could see, the next Clarence Thomas, and they actually look alike. They found another Clarence Thomas, another Brian Gumbel. I take Tiger Woods off of that list. Oh, this is my public service announcement, too. I take Tiger Woods off of the sellout list because of what he did. The last time that he won a golf game, he saw what the media did to him, and he stopped winning for a while, and he started talking shit, and he came back like, yeah, I still could win, and he took his jacket off and started wilding out on the golf course. That's how you do it.
He Kanye'd on the golf course?
On the golf course. That's how you show him how you do it, Tiger. That's right, my nigga Tiger.
Okay, what is one of your memorable moments of 2011?
Memorable moments, I really don't know. I can't really think of nothing that really stood out to me that was, like, out of the ordinary. We had the earthquake. I actually felt the earthquake. I felt somebody dropped the refrigerator.
I like how everybody goes, I felt the earthquake. Was that a truck going by?
No. See, I thought it was a bomb. I'm like, damn. That was a bomb?
Like,
damn.
Oh, the EMP is about to hit soon.
He's one job too. You don't see in that one.
He was just pumped. He's gonna be on TV.
Yeah, cameras coming, haircut time. Probably be here in 20 minutes. Let me just do these jokes myself.
Right.
But hold up, anyway. I don't know, man. Like, what stood out the most? I don't know. I hate that this just stuck in my head. I don't know why. This Sandusky boy, man.
Yeah.
Like, how you just butt fuck so many little kids over a span of 10 years?
And you want to know what's crazy about it? You never hear about the issues of stuff that really is what matters that was really going on until one story comes. One story coming in, all the stories of rape start coming out. All the murders start coming out.
Yeah, and the Syracuse dude, like, the Syracuse dude wife got a recorded call saying, like, oh, yeah, that sounds like some shit he'll do. Yo, yeah, that, lick your butt. Yeah, like, all that shit. Boy, like, yeah, he does a lot of gay shit. I saw him. Like, damn, gay too, huh? They're saying Dusky, dude, man. That's why I say being a homophobe has helped the Black community stay away from issues like this.
Yeah, because
nobody
gonna touch none of my kids.
Yeah, and not even, I'm saying homophobia is just like, I don't know. It's just, don't bring that freaky shit over here.
Yeah,
you know your boundaries. That's all it really is. We don't hate you guys. It's just to keep that freaky diggy shit over there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Melissa, what was your 2011 memorable moments? Any?
You have to come back. Nothing's stuck up, really.
How about you, Kevin?
It's a good question. Very good question. I don't know. I mean, the most thing lately would be the Occupy Wall Street thing. Yeah. I just thought it was the stupidest
and
thing ever.
Still haven't told us what the right. fuck is about.
And they're still trying to, like, this. Oh, they kicked us out. But don't worry, we're still going to be around. Yeah, like, get a job.
I really don't see the point of it.
No.
You know? Like, it's just, we're just going to walk around. Y'all still can get to work.
Yeah. Don't mind us.
Like, you want to be the assholes to sleep in 40 degree weather, be my guest.
But... I think getting kicked out was the best part. Because like, if I was there. Winter hits, I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I am not built for this shit.
Did somebody get raped? Like, at one in the Philadelphia one?
Yeah, somebody got raped in the bathroom in City Hall. Are they saying that some man got into City Hall and he got he had a pass or some type of ID to get in and he raped some lady in the bathroom? But, of course, they're going to try to say it's one of the Occupy Philly people. Now, that shit is stupid and all, but I don't think they're going in there raping people. I mean, like, yeah, come on now. It could be some homeless man. It could have not happened at all, like 9/11.
The best thing about the Occupy Philly was the best thing I ever heard was how all the homeless people were mad at them because they took their spots. I was like, that's just sad.
You're trying to prove a point. I gotta wake up tomorrow. I gotta move. Yeah, that's
fucked up. Just wake up. Your homeless wake up surrounded by a bunch of like college kids. Like oh, fuck.
Now, I wonder, did the...
Don't touch my cans.
Did the Occupy Philly kick the homeless people out? Was they like trying to sleep?
They actually said they was like giving them food and stuff like that.
That's what's up.
Alright, they was dicks towards him. Like, no, get out of here. We got this. We occupying your home.
Did you see any homeless people when you went down there on Thanksgiving?
I didn't
give
them
turkeys.
Okay. Giving out pies.
You didn't give out turkeys to them?
No, I wasn't in New Brown. I wasn't in New Brown of Occupy Philly.
You weren't your girlfriend's bitch? Damn.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, man. Niggas, it's your turn this week, huh?
Yeah.
So, my memorable moment. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Okay, Barney Stinson.
Wait for it. When fucking Osama bin Laden died, and everybody was up in arms about it. Like, who the fuck is happy? Like, I found out through Facebook and Twitter. Like, everybody was like, yeah, I'm happy he died.
Osama's dead.
Like, he's dead. Yeah, where's the body? Yeah, it was burned at sea. Do you know that? Yeah, but it was burned at sea.
That's the most convenient place to put a body that's not really there.
First they said that they killed him, and they was bringing him back. Then when they got back, they were like, no, bring it back. You know, you said leave him in the water.
I love the one picture they showed of him. It was just a rug with a blood spot on it. It might have been this green rug. It was just a blood spot on it. I'm like, really? That makes
sorry, where he got
you
the
show, Hussein fucking Lynch, okay? You chose his sons fucking bombed and blown the fuck up. But
then they bombed Gaddafi too.
You killed Gaddafi! Yo, motherfuckers
want to kill everybody this year.
Exactly!
And nobody was safe.
And they ended the war. Obama's
that's Obama
looking
rules.
Really good to some people right now, I guess.
That's all Obama rules.
They did not kill. Look, I believe they didn't kill Osama.
The beef is over.
They didn't kill Osama, okay? Because until they show me a body, I'm going out and see and find that fucking body. Until they show me a fucking body, they didn't kill him, okay? I don't even think he existed, okay? Like.
You talk about sharks probably ate him. Yeah, right.
Yeah, probably like, ate dumb shit.
I'm not convinced he's dead either.
Yeah, but it's not a cartoon. Like,
like really though, like all of a sudden, I just love
we
how...
had videos of, what's his name? Saddam.
Yeah,
we had videos of him. Wake
the fuck up. I told him, the fuck up. Y'all got me. My bad.
The lotion goes... Oh, sorry.
They got Saddam out the camp and they hung
him
on camera.
He was. He was
Saddam.
He was talking shit while they had the rope around his neck. I was like, yeah, something. He like, man, fuck y'all, man. I did everything for my country, but y'all turned my country against me. This is some bullshit, but I'm going out however I gotta go out. And he stood there.
Boardwalk Empire. Oh, sorry.
So you're ruining the show. Yeah,
you're
plugging in the show. She's an extra on Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, Look out for Melissa.
Yeah, she got paid for that.
Say that. Right. Hey, you might give me some free service. Man.
This is a Dollar Tree zone. All
right, so yeah, watch Boardwalk Empire on... HBO.
Yeah, man.
Now that it's over, right?
9 o'clock Sundays.
9 o'clock Sundays.
The season just ended, though.
Yeah, the season just ended.
But I have a website
on demand.
Yeah.
But HBO still has.
You got a what? We don't have no websites to watch it.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We're not.
You can watch it on iTunes.
No, you can watch it on HBO.com.
Yeah, or iTunes.
That's the website.
and watch HBO on the
I think they had an app for Osama dying, too. Yo, because they was that happy, yo.
The t-shirt. Yo, they had this t-shirt. Like, that's when Osama died, when it was like a Bin Laden down or something like that. I'm like, yo.
I saw a priest on fucking, on like TV saying they was happy that he died. I'm like, what? Did they do that? Like, is that blasphemy? I'm confused. Like, my world was destroyed. Because I thought, everybody else was looking at me and talking about, yeah, he died. So, good. I'm like, fuck you, man. He's still a human. The fuck? Like, where are you coming from with this shit? People on Twitter, like, that killed me on Facebook. Okay, I seen a little cousin, 13, okay, saying shots in the air for Osama dying. So, yeah, that was weird. 2011 was fucking bizarre, okay? So, I'm happy we're going to 2012, and hopefully, that's getting bizarre. So, anyone else has any moments?
I actually got another moment.
Of course you do. About it,
right? I'm worried. Hey,
and I'm going to try not to go too, you know, too deep into it, as Najee would say, but it's crazy how they really killed Gaddafi and they killed Saddam Hussein, like, the same exact way. The same exact way. They go into the country, the economic hitmen go in there, and they start to convince the people that the good leader is the bad leader. And once they convince them, and then the U.S. come in and kill them, and they, like, rejoice, like, yay, then you got to run into this bad dude. But what did he do? Like, what did he really do? Take Saddam, for instance. All of those orders did not come from Saddam. There's no way possible that he was given all those orders. It's been recorded that he was, you know, mad over some of the orders and all that other stuff like that. So it's not like he was killing all those people. They were doing it and saying Saddam said it. And because he was in seclusion, they couldn't get to Saddam to find out if he really said it or not. And with Gaddafi, he turned Africa into, it looked like Coming to America. Oh, I would look like
Zamunda.
Yeah, like Zamunda. He had the biggest airport in the world, had it built in Africa. He was slowly restoring the economy. He was helping to restructure the Congo, like all types of things that was helping. And all of a sudden now he's like some type of murderer. I don't see that person doing both of those things. Now it's possible there's duality, but I don't see the same person that's doing this and trying to build these clean water things and you know, rebuild villages and help the African people is the same person that's killing them at the same time. Now we all have enemies. If you and your enemy, that's how you handle your situation, then that's something different. But not just killing these innocent, you know, people. I don't see him doing that. And it's never been documented that he was actually doing that. These things always come out when the U.S. is like trying to get rid of somebody. They always have all of this information, and all of a sudden they didn't try to stop it while it was happening. I mean, then once it's over, then all of this stuff happened that nobody knew about, like, until now. And that was, and that's what makes me question if it's accurate or not. And this year was, like, kind of crazy that, they didn't kill Saddam this year, but it was just kind of crazy that they got away with, you know, doing both of those things the same exact way. And like, nobody raised the eyebrow or anything. It's like, yeah, you know, they're going. All right, they killed Osama, the fake Osama. It's like, crazy. Anybody else got a moment?
I believe that concludes it. Because you know what? That's good. All right, so we're going to go eat some of $8 meals by Melissa.
Woo!
So, yeah, so.
Yeah, we're going to pass around the collection plate. And we're getting ready to, you know, board the Soul Plane.
If anybody spot Shiny from 32nd Street, please email us at, what's the email?
I'm not a rapper 58 at gmail.com. Oh yeah, you could send us your Fuck My Life stories too, and your suggestions and comments. And we also need to try to figure out a name. So yeah, you might be able to help us out with that.
If you give us a name, you win a free meal from Melissa.
Yeah,
and dessert.
A free meal from Melissa.
And a date dessert. With Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Or Najee. Your pick.
A date with Kevin or Najee.
I ain't paying for it.
That's his only requirement. I ain't paying for it.
I might want to go with Kevin.
But I'm the Black Hitler. I'm
what?
That ain't bad. That's all him just said. I ain't paying for it.
You're not racist.
Right. It's just cheap. That's all I'm saying.
Has no color.
Exactly.
So, on that note, guys, see you next week.
Go Eagles.
I'm paranoid about this.
guess who's back in the motherfucking house? Gotta hustle like I'm Russell, nigga, this what I'm about. My demeanor, that of a rookie ballin' in arenas. Got these rappers on their toes like a fucking ballerina. This is penis to an elephant, real, no embellishment. Rookie of the year, though I play it like a veteran. The game need medicine, take two of these. I'm the answer to your prayers, young Michael of my league. I'm a breed, no scientist could ever reproduce. Gotta shot my mama out, she did whatever she could do. Out the blue, I blew up, competition I chew up. Ballin' on these niggas, but never scuffin' my shoe up. You a boss, then it's wise that you suit up. Used to play the blocks, guess you could say that I grew up. Used to call them screw up, now they wanna screw me. Condo in the city, I did it without a roomie. Who me? Yes, I flowing like I'm Bed-Stuy, but I'm dead counted till a death, nigga. Rest, I can't and lose, how could I? And fuck the alphabet, by the G is where you put I. Probably too lyrical, maybe too spiritual. Finally drop bread on the whip, that's a miracle. They mirror you in front like they ain't jacking the swag. Niggas talking Bugattis, but being back of a cab. I don't get it, I don't spit it unless I'm backing my shit up. I used to lay and dream, my hustle told me to get up. Legend in the making, future Hall of Famer. And you should play a Sigma, maybe that'll step your game up. Look at how I came up, silenced every critic. Everything they said I couldn't do, I went and overdid it. I'ma pivot on these lanes and cross over the wealth. CEO of the life, I'm boss over myself. Tell them niggas
welcome
catch
to the
up.
Future, past and the present. Victory over failure, kings over peasants. I don't do it for the fame, I'm in it to be a legend. I do it for Dade County, you clearly see that I'm repping and I'm over dedicated. I play it like I'm a pro, taking off from the line. I came to give them a show, hear the cheers from the stands. They ready for me to blow. All I need is one shot, cause winning is all I know. And I'm a ball for life,
play it to win. If not, then why bother? Cause I done been crossed more times than our father. Came in a starter, insane like a martyr. Cause they been overlooking me since Wayne's first Carter. It's either go harder or a hard knock life. So I'm weaving like a fighter, trying to dodge this strife. Bright lights hit me, I don't break a sweat, bruh. All that sneak dissing don't equal up to a threat, bruh. I'm next up, axed by the nigga. I get around like underground. It's been a year since my stomach made a hunger sound. You out of bounds if you stepping on my lines. You thinking you blowing up, but you just stepping on the mine. I'm designed like Michael in this prime time era. You praying for blog posts, I'm test driving Carreras. I'm a terror, the competitor said it before I did it. I'm done watching the throne, I'd rather pay it a visit. No diss, cause the media take your words and twist them. I'm better than before, just sit, observe, and listen. And my mission ain't changed, I'm the same, but the number's not. A cold nigga who's overdue for a summer spot. My inner circle is the winner circle. So quit posing like you cool if you been an Urkel. And I don't smoke, but when I do, I tell them send the purple. No, it's really real when your favorite rapper Google search you.
Welcome to the future, past and the present. Victory over failure, kings over peasants. I don't do it for the fame, I'm in it to be a legend. I do it for Dade County, you clearly see that I'm repping. And I'm over dedicated, I play it like I'm a pro. Taking off from the line, I came to give them a show. Hear the cheers from the stands, they ready for me to blow. All I need is one shot, cause winning is all I know. And I'm a ball for life.